45 degrees at 8:57. Time for a check on commodity markets on this Friday, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are we looking like here so far on this Friday?
Well, we're a little bit higher here. The overnight markets are traded higher, kind of led by the wheat. The wheat was down sharply yesterday and has come back strong here, and Egypt came in and made an offer on buying some wheat. I think our world values for now are pretty competitive, so I think that's kind of helped the wheat come in there and make a little bit of a leadership role. Corn right now on the December futures are at 365.5. That's up 4.5. The March futures are 377.75. That's up 4.25. And the December of next year is trading right at $4. That's up 3.75. On the soybeans, we have November beans at 848. That's up 6.25. January beans are at 860.75. That's up 6.25. And November of next year is at 913.5. That's up 5.75. On the wheat, we're at right at $5. That's up 12.75. The March wheat is at 517.75, up 10. And the next July at 535.75, up 7.5. The wheat leadership is good because the beans and corn have been struggling, and they need something to pull them out of the doldrums here, I think. Just harvest pressure. We saw very weak export sales yesterday, and we saw some sharp increases yesterday in the open interest, which tells you that the probably have new shorts jumping into the market and kind of piling on here. For the week, we have corn down about 1.5 cents. Beans are down about 9 cents, and wheat's down 15.5 for the week. So it's been kind of a rough week on the markets. The November options expire today, October 31st. Any of the longs have to be out of the market by then. We do expect to see some deliveries with the weak bases that we've got out here. So I think we really have just a little fresh news. What happens today will probably end up being led by the wheat and the technicals, the charts, and we'll see what happens next week. We are expecting some wetter weather here over the weekend.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign on this Friday morning. And, of course, don't forget the closing market report coming up this afternoon just after 2, along with Commodity Week on this Friday. 45 degrees right now in Urbana. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies with rain likely today and a high of 50 degrees. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy, could see a few light showers linger this evening, dropping down to a low of 39. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.